a predicate accident.
Blog Talk Radio.
The new best way to make money online that nobody's talking about, it's something you've never heard of before, is
consideration. Whether or not those actions, Mr. Adams has pointed out, or because they have to be proven in trial, is a discussion for another day. But at this point in time, in the aggregate, those particular discussions, in particular, the proffer from the people that the state has talked to already, the group chat that from 2015 starting. Anybody that goes in the courtroom tells God on the street, they'll be fucking killed, pardon me for the language. And this threat is still being talked about. So that is of a concern to the court in regards to the danger to or threats to persons in the community. So, and fact, there's no significant arrest to intimidate witnesses or otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. That is the court's concern. The two major concerns that this court has is danger to persons and threats to intimidate other witnesses and obstruct the administration of justice. So I have some concerns about the flight that I share with Judge Wolf also indicated, but and I'm not going to hold it against him that he is very successful and has significant means, but those two factors in particular, threats to persons in the community or pose a significant risk of intimidation of witnesses, otherwise obstructing the administration of justice. The court has considered a number of predicate statements and for those reasons in the aggregate, I'm going to not bond this time. But Mr. Adams, Ms. Hornsby, and Mr. Steele, sir, if you should file any other additional motions or things to change, I certainly reconsider the court's position on bond. It is not lost on me that I have not given your client a bond, but that is my decision based upon what I've heard, and I certainly appreciate your advocacy for on behalf of your client. All of the lawyers thus far who have advocated very well for their clients in this particular position, and I will do my level best to make sure that this case gets tried as expeditiously as possible. If I can get it on the calendar before the 9th of January, I will endeavor to do so.
Oh man, yo, this shit is crazy, man. And listen, man, like I said earlier, Kevin Lyles, he really did not do good. Listen, the phone lines is open. Y'all let me know y'all thoughts. 319-527-6193. Listen, he don't have another court date. I think it said January 23rd, but if not, it's on the 9th. But I think I seen on the 23rd. Now, I'm pretty sure some of y'all already seen the whole thing. That shit it was 9 hours. Nine? But let me just say this and play devil's advocate. You see how this trial will be on TV, live streaming, when it comes down to us, right? We have to point that shit out. Anybody else, that shit, it'll get on TV for 1 or 2 days, and that's it. You never hear about it. Harvey Weinstein. What's the bitch name? Jeffrey Epstein, his girl. All that shit is under the rug. Like, a whole bunch of shit is just really under the motherfucking rug. Where's the live stream with the Buffalo shooter? Where's the live stream on that? You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to say it, but it looks like it's almost over for this dude, man. I hope not, but it's crazy. And they overhearing him talking about, if anybody come to court snitching, we going to kill you. Like, niggas be talking real reckless, man. And Kevin Lyles, he ain't do no better. He put his whole company on the line. They said you could lose all your wealth. He was still willing to do it, but he still could not express himself in the right way. He did not do good at all. He was doing good at the beginning. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Maxwell. But this dude didn't do good at all. At all. The phone, the feds tapped that. It's this dude that they said that snitched on him, right? Let me look that up. Hold on. Hold on. I think I got it here. Give me 1 second. Let me share my screen. Hold up. Please make sure everybody hit that like button, all right? Let me go to it right now. All right, but first, let's hear. I'm pretty sure some of y'all seen it. I don't know. The reason why I let it play all the way, because there's some people who may have not seen it. So that's why I just let it play all the way through, all right? But let's hear this real quick, all right? For those who may not haven't heard it, so that's why I'm doing it, all right?
He was in videos basically stating that they have 10 100-round choppers, talking about weapons, talking about messing with them, you're going to die. They have I actually enjoyed this one. It was a video released on or about 12/18/20, where they said, just screw it, take it to trial. I believe they even have a choice word in that one for the judge. He is in.
And he said, I really enjoy this one. This press one if you think it's over for him. Press one. Let me know. Kevin Lyles, man, I'm ashamed of you, homie. He didn't do good at all. I don't care what nobody say.
Excuse me. Yeah, I need to reach home, or I need to be here. I've been holding it for a long time. Excuse me, Mom. Yeah,
this is crazy.
I need to be here. I've been holding it for a long time.
Yeah, this shit crazy, family. It's really crazy. Where is it at? All right, January 23. I guess I got that. Mr. School on the 23rd. But where is that? Hold on 1 second. Hold on. It's here. It's down here. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to blow it up for you. It should be down here. I have the whole trial, but I'm not playing no damn 9 hours. So, hell to the no. It's here. Give me 1 second. It's on right here. It's on Twitter. I mean, Instagram. My bad. Hold up. Right here. I'm inside the shit. All right. I'm moving too fast. I think this is it right here. So why I say, YSL affiliate Yak Gotti allegedly snitched on YSL according to court paper work saved by police for evidence in current RICO case. So it says down here, it's very small. It says in subsequent interviews with police, Kendricks admitted that he owned the rifle and that he lent it to Arnold, who planned to use it that night to retaliate against a rival gang who beat him up. So he admitted to that. So you can imagine what else. And again, on top of that, YFN Lucci, they're going to put that nigga on trial. They're going to put him on trial. Okay? Because he want to get out, his life in danger. The feds already got the motherfucking audio. I might have to delete this, but let me see if I still have it here. Let me see if I still have it. Come on, baby. Come on. It's moving a little slow, so y'all gotta bear with me real quick. Come on, family. All right. Hold on. Yo, what the fuck? My shit is freezing up. One more time, because I don't know why it's acting like that. All right, we should be good now if it hurry the fuck up. But I was going to play this clip with the guy, even though I said this shit already. But the guy, he was on Vlad TV, and he basically said about the feds basically tapped that phone where, you know, they asked Young Thug to kill, you know, try to kill YFN Lucci. Come on, baby. Wow, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I do got a lot of windows up, but I don't know why this shit is acting up right now. Come on, fam. My shit is really, really freezing up. OMG. All right, there we go. Give me one second. I'm just waiting for this shit to load up. This shit is really fucking up, yo. But anyway, Lord have mercy. Hold on. I definitely apologize for this technical difficulty at the motherfucking moment. I know it's hot out here. No, my internet connection is real good, family. Kiss my ass. Alright. My shit is real good. Alright. It's fucking hot out here and it's humid outside. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm gonna reset it. Refresh it one more time. But if anybody wanna call in, please call in 319-527-6193, motherfucking three, man. Listen, only thing I'm saying is, this is why when you get out the motherfucking hood and you got them blessings to be a millionaire, okay? You gotta motherfucking make sure you keep it that way. You got, like I said, I'm gonna say it again. The niggas that you be with, and you try to take them out the hood, you got to make sure you grab the right ones with you. Because they're going to fuck up your money. He got his whole family in jeopardy right now. Why is my shit freezing up like that? Ay, 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 ay. I got to X that out. His whole fucking family is in jeopardy now. Everybody depending on him. That's why I say, like, the niggas that he's bringing in, you got to see where they mind at. Like, listen, nigga, you draw, all right, you can do some graphic designing. You like to cook, we going to put you to culinary art school, like shit like that. You know what I mean? If niggas is really gangster and know how to move and all that shit, you supposed to make sure you don't say certain shit in your motherfucking music. The number is right there on the screen, family. Chris, if you see right there, it's right on the bottom. 319-517-6193 is right there on the screen. They are cooked and they have no one to blame except themselves. J. Cole said pride is the devil. I know Dirk and Baby Ross. All them niggas are scared as fuck right now. Each and last one of them niggas is scared right now. That's why these niggas got to really make sure. Listen, you know they scared because if they got them, you know they looking at everybody else. Little Dirk, respect to him. Good artist. He's taking care of like 50 other niggas. You seen the fucking interview or $1 million worth of game when he put $1 million on the table. You don't think they watching them niggas as well? Like, nigga, you the only breadwinner. You can't be the only boss. Because that's somebody, you know, somebody in that group gonna go, you know what I mean? They want to be in your spot. Maybe they rhyme, but they don't get big as you. You a dangling stake, and they're going to set you up. They do some shit for you because you take a care of them, this, that, and third. Niggas might spit in the wind. That's why you got to make sure you got to see where these niggas mind at, their potential. You know what I'm saying? It's real crazy. Anyway, the number is right there on the motherfucking thing. If anybody want to call it, please call it. If not, I don't know what the motherfucking tell you. okay? But I feel like they done. I really feel like they done. It's over. And that's fucked up. Everybody run. Look, CMG, Cocaine Music Group. 50 Cent told Yo Gotti to change that motherfucking name. You don't think they watching them niggas either? Does everybody want to talk that cocaine talk? How the number is blurry. Let me put the number in there. All right. 527-6193. Look in the chat, family. Yeah, because it got to be your screen because this shit over here is crystal. Look in the chat. The shit is right there. Yes, they using them. Listen. Exactly, John. They using these niggas as an example. An example. And again, hip-hop is the most popular music. Number one, they are influencing their kids. These prosecutors and all that, Billy, Helen, Samantha, Charles, and Stanley, they don't probably got the Beatles and Bruce Springsteen on their wall, on their poster. They got probably Lil Durk or whatever the fuck, whatever it is. Is Beverly on your end too? Ah, wow. I really don't know what's going on because it looks good on my side. I really do. So I really don't know what's going on. All right? Is it blurry? Or listen, is the screen blurry to y'all? Please press 1. If not, press 2. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's clear over here. But, all these niggas better change. Look, the rap. All the lyrics that niggas already said on their goddamn albums. All the videos that they ever posted on Instagram, Twitter. It's already saved in the feds database. Only thing they need is for them niggas, his, like any artist, one of their entourage to fuck up. It's over. Conspiracy, you don't have to do nothing, but you the head. You the one that's financing shit. They coming for you. That's why they made the RICO. To get the little niggas and look at this as an organization. They can be saying they using that record label as a front for the criminal enterprise. That's what they doing. You understand? So it's pretty much, I pause to say it. I don't want to say it. But it looks like it's over for them niggas. It's over. It is over. And I will give Kevin Lau some respect because he put his whole company on the line. He put his wealth on the line. You know, so I give him that. I give him that. But at the end of the day, Well, hold on, but maybe he purposely answered that shit in that way because he didn't do good. I don't know about y'all niggas. He did not do good. Okay? Listen, let me take this call. We got Virginia 757. Was really good. What's your thoughts on this, man?
Yo.
Yeah, what's good? You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, what's good, bro? Yeah, it's shit. It ain't looking good at all. It ain't looking good at all. Kevin Lyles was doing all right until he put his personal input into it about, you know what I mean, with rap lyrics and certain things. I think he should have kept that personally to himself. You know what I mean? And so
right. We
already know rap music is being judged. And you're in front of the system, and you can't tell the system about the system that's judging you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, man, I don't know for this dude, man. It's looking bad. But you know what I mean? I'm wishing him the best and stuff. You know what I mean? I hope
right. You
get over this. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's looking bad. But also, another part to it was prosecutor brought up the sex, money, murder gang.
Gang, right.
That right there, that's whoo. That's hitting hard. And then also when they started saying stuff from 2015, nothing up to date, but 2015 they was going back. Like, so they've been on these dudes, but I don't get it. Like, you get this much money to make it out. Why is niggas so comfortable with, you get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
being a part of the nonsense.
It's the bravado. It's the bravado that,
it's definitely a bravado for that.
Keeping hood, we got to make sure we let the world know that we being those fuckers, be a killer motherfucker.
Yeah, and I didn't get it. I don't get it at all. But yo, he in the beginning, I ain't gonna front because I was listening to this shit while I was working. Well, you know, because the shit was on for like what, at least 5-6 hours, and I was like, all right, cool, he got a good case. Yeah, you know what I mean? Everything
right.
Sound good, but then when the prosecutor came on. Whoa, that nigga was hitting blows within the first half an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that shit. So they got a case, man. They, I don't know, man. Just wish them the best. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? But somebody's going to fold sooner or later. Somebody's going to fold in that camp. And you know what's even crazier? Now, it ain't even going to stay there in Atlanta. It's going to broaden the case. It's going to come back to NY, too, also. And the feds might pick that up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
Even if the state, now the feds going to jump into it. And then Kevin Lyles, yo, oh, man. Yo, like, he's saying all the good shit. And then and dude's like, yo, are you willing to? And he's like, yeah. All
right. Right.
If the state ain't watching, the feds is definitely watching. All right, let's see what these, you know what I mean, dudes is up to and why.
Listen, the feds already got the audio. They already have the audio where they tap that phone where his dudes ask Young Thug on the phone, do they have permission to kill YFN, Lucci? Now, they didn't say if Young Thug gave the confirmation or the go-ahead, but them niggas did try to kill him. So yep. That's why they, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's already upset. So whatever happens in the state, the feds is going to pick it up regardless.
Regardless, all right, all you niggas out here want to be running in gangs and doing all that foul shit, pay attention.
Yep.
Pay attention, because they putting this shit on. Look, this was a pre-trial before the pre-trial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they already letting you know, look, and if you notice with it, all of a sudden, a whole bunch of RICO laws is going down, state by state. Man, wising up, young niggas out here. Wising up, man. These niggas ain't playing, man. They ain't playing. If they ain't going to get you this, you know what I mean? One way, they're going to find another way to get you. You know what I mean? And I don't understand where, damn, like, come on, man. You get this far just to go backwards. How niggas go so far forwards to go ass backwards? Well, we already said that. You already said that. You know what I mean? But.
Right.
Oh, it's weird. But anyway, man, I just
man, I definitely appreciate your call, King, because I got some other callers, but I definitely appreciate
you,
man.
Do your thing, man. I appreciate you too, man.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to take this call at 252. This is, it got 11111. Peace, you on the air. What's up?
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you on the air. What's up?
Hey, man, this is Alex. You remember the guy who kicked Young Thug off the airplane? It's me, Alex.
All right. If you're trolling, please, just say what you have to say, family. What's up?
I'm glad they locked him up, man. He wasn't pushing P that day. I was pushing P. He's a menace to society. He needs to be locked up forever. Throw the book at him. That's all I got to say about it.
All right. Thank you. We have 252, we got, I think that's North Carolina? I think.
Hey, guy.
I just wanted to say hi. It's like, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, well, you better call back because I damn sure cut you off. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, yeah, this shit is, this is crazy. This is an example. This is an example. It ain't, listen, man. Oh, man. This is crazy. This is real fucking crazy. And I know a lot of niggas are scared. That's why 50 Cent said that I don't gang bang. He said, what did he say? I don't gang bang, no gang gang. Some shit like that. Oh, that was you, nigga? I ain't know that was you, nigga. Listen, it's a lot of trolls. I'm not playing. Call back, nigga. But at the end of the day, we really have to understand that they are making sure that we always the example. And guess what? They always give us room to hate ourselves because this industry, like Kevin Lau should have really said something to make sense. But we know that the industry, these execs, they are steering the music, the content, the lyrics. Listen, if you want to get out the hood, listen. What are you got to talk about bitches? How many drugs you sell? How many killers? That's what they do. If positive music was the shit, we can make it the shit. That's what I'm saying. It's the fans, too. We have to be held accountable for allowing this shit to happen. Now, granted, I like some of this shoot 'em up, bang, 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 triple OD, triple OG. I like some of this shit. I'm not going front. You feel me? I get it, but there has to be a balance. That's why they knew. We all know the story. Back in the days, KRS-One, BDP, you know what I'm saying, X-Clan, Brand Nubians, Soft and Soul, you can name it, whoever. They knew that power, words have power. Words have influence. That's why we was wearing the Malcolm X hat, the Nefertiti Charms, the Dashiki, the Arrogant Kufis, da-da-da-da. We was tapping in. We tapped into a higher frequency. You understand what I'm saying? So that secret meeting, hip-hop meeting, on changing the direction of the music, because this music is making black people think higher of themselves. It make them want to go pick up a fucking book. It make them want to teach their kids and black love and this, that, and third. They knew that it was on a high frequency. So now, when they push that agenda to us, it's just nothing but shoot them up, bang, bang, bang. They know what the influence is going to do. And we know what it is, the pipeline to jail. And then blame us like, look at these niggas. We on autopilot. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to 252, then 470. Hold up. All right, Mac, you on?
Yo,
up?
Man. I was just sitting back trying to make fun of the dude that was trying to troll before that you hung up on me. I guess I sounded too much like him, but yeah,
yeah
man. I just want to tell you first, I apologize to you, and I know you don't understand why I'm saying this. When I helped you start that business of time, yo, I didn't help you start it all the way. Right, I helped you start it halfway, man. The stuff I done learned in the last 6 months, man. I understand why these people been eating off of us, yo, because they've been teaching us everything all wrong. And this stuff that's going on with Young Thug and them, all that money that they got, if they had put it in the right place like they were supposed to, then they'd be able to bond themselves out without some people even putting a bond on them. We got to learn about performance bonds. We got to learn about all these different bonds that these people putting on you. When you go to court, yo, that's all that shit's about is bonds, yo. Straight
right.
up. It's about money. Follow the money. And now they're doing these RICO law things that they're trying to come out with. And they know damn well that they're not supposed to be trying to mix art with reality. But they're trying to do it because they're getting away with it. Because if you remember, reality TV came out when? 1993. Next year would be how many years? Just think about what I'm saying to you, man. These folks are playing games on us, though. They know every 20 years they can confuse the shit out of the young people, man. They know they can. The new generation, every 20 years, they can tell a lie and make that shit stick, yo. They got everybody watching television. Come on now. Everything you watch on television, people believe that shit. So I'm just saying, for yourself, and know that what they trying to feed to us is nothing healthy. It's nothing, you know, good for us. All that other shit, they only letting like one person get in. Just keep this in mind. Only 100 people get in the league per year. Yo. Out of all these millions of people that be graduating and that's good in college, only 100 people get in per year. So just think how they do us in the rap game, the R&B game. It's a fucking field, man. It's a field. It's like it's no different than slavery, man. Except for now they're giving you big amounts of money to sell yourself out. And then the few people that look like us, they parade them in front of us and got us wanting to follow them when we need to be making our own way, yeah? Straight up.
That's exactly what they do. Everything is a social experiment, and everything that they test by social experiment and everything else, their laws and everything, they definitely use us as guinea pigs in at examples. So at the end of the day, that's basically what it is, man. Anything else, man, before I go to this next call? And I'm going to call you when I get off, though.
Yes, please call me, man, because this stuff that I'm on, man, they know that we can ready to take over. You know, anything we get into, that's why they've been keeping so much knowledge from us, because they know that anything our people get into, we always take it over, and we go way further than they could imagine. That's why they're opening up so many things. I want y'all to look into the Jobs Act of 2016. Read that document over, yo. I'm telling y'all, when y'all read that and y'all see how they open the game up for everybody to get paid, yo, trust me, y'all gonna be happy y'all read this, yo. Read that job. It ain't about you working for somebody. It's about you having your own business, yo. So definitely, I want y'all. And the last thing, look up cooperative organizations or cooperative corporations, and look in the Black's Law Dictionary, y'all. Straight up. Oh yeah, man, get your ass on Fan Base, man. Stop playing with me, Mike.
I got you, nigga.
I'm not playing with you no more, man. I love you. You're my brother. I'm not gonna keep playing with you, man. Get on Fan Base so you can stop wasting your time on IG. You get paid on Fan Base the first day you get on. You don't have to worry about having no thousands of followers. When you get on that joint, and you putting content on IG and just sitting around, you do that on Fan Base, you're getting paid, man. Isaac Hayes III has opened up the doors for our people to get out this joint and make some money. And we're not competing with these, these big corporations with the advertisement, man. So take advantage of fanbase.app, yo. Download that joint, y'all. I'm telling you, what you doing right there, Mike, you about to blow up on there, yo. I swear to God, you about to blow up, yo.
You already. I got you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to hit you soon when I get off.
All right, make sure you come to that crowdfunding in the Wall Street when you get on there. Straight up. I'm in there. I'm waiting on you.
All right, my nigga.
Peace.
All right, we got 470-205 and this other number. All right, 470, you on the air. Everybody, please, since you in there, please make sure you hit that like button.
Dang.
Please hit the like button. If you would like to donate to the platform, please donate to the platform. Peace, love. How you doing? What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Mac was too long. Mac was way too long. Tell Mike to cut it down, son. This is not for free advertisement, okay? This is about the thugs, okay? Anywho, I think the whole he deserved what he get, to be truthful, Young Thug. But I think that a lot of his boys testified against him because they got caught up in something, and you know how the police do. They like, hey, get some information to tell me we get you out. Because for that 2015 killing to just come out about the car that was his car back then, if they didn't pick it up back then, why all of a sudden now they pick it up? Because they didn't have, you know what I'm saying? So it don't make sense. Secondly, young Teague, I think young Teague is a state witness because all of a sudden he died in California over overdose or bad kidneys, whatever it was. There was no history of him being sick, nothing. To be truthful, he was gaining weight. So he got sick. He got thicker than he used to be. And then when he came to Atlanta, because I'm in Atlanta, when he came to Atlanta, all of a sudden now he had a private funeral with only his family members, right? His body was up, they put his body in a tomb. So therefore, the people that was at the funeral didn't see nobody. didn't see no casket. They was at a tomb where his body was already in it. Make it make sense to me. So I think Young Keith is some kind of.
Alive. So they try to say that he may be still alive or something like that. That's what you say.
Yeah, I think he they put him in protective custody because he probably turned state evidence against Young Thug, and that he already know how Young Thug get down.
But I say this now, okay. Well, say allegedly, but at the end of the day, if that was to be true, right? His name mm-hmm. will be in the documents, though. It will be in the documents unless the feds was like, okay, well, you could be a real star prime witness, so we're going to erase your name from the you know what I'm saying? From the documents. And that will be, unless it's going to be classified or something like that. But if it's not in those documents under that case number, then, you know, hey.
So where the autopsy? I Googled the autopsy. Where the autopsy at?
I mean, at the end of the day, far, well, like they say, it was a overdose. Well, he had health issues, and I think like his organs shut down, something like that. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what they claim allegedly.
But when it comes to autopsy, the immediate family, the mother or whatever who has that authority or whatever, they can make it public or they cannot. So everything that we want to be public doesn't really have to be.
I hear you. I still think he's alive, though. I mean, all of a sudden he died. The week Young Thug got locked up, he just died that same week. What a coincidence to me.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Well, hey, love, anything else, sweetie? I definitely appreciate your call.
No, that's it. I enjoyed your show. Mac did invite me to it, so I came over because he invited me. And you need to come on fan base because that's where we at. But thank you.
Oh, yeah. Coming. Thank you, love. Hey.
Bye.
All right, we got area code 205. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
What's good? What's good, Uncle Charles? Talk to me.
Man, it ain't. Look here, bro. Let me tell you something. I watched you for a long time. And if I had a business or a company, you would be the one I look for to run it. Why? Because you're very articulate, very smart, and you're a smart cat, man. How come these guys can't do the same thing, man? Look at Calvin Gates. He was in and out of jail, and somewhere he got a light bulb went on in his head. He said, man, this ain't the way to go because I'm going to live in a prison for the rest of my life. And what did he do? He buying properties, putting luxury apartments on property things. You want to gangbang in the finance field. That's what you want to do? Let me tell you something, man. Do you honestly think Jay-Z will take Young Thug on tour with him? Hell no. Because you on that street nigga shit. That's what you on. And then right. All of a sudden, you love Young Thug. After all people that like Young Thug, he's very talented. But if you want to do your deals for Young Thug, you can go right ahead. So, Judge, don't give it to him. I'll take it for him. Let's just see how many people line up to take his deals. Because that's what's going to happen. Once you find out you ain't getting out to 2083, all that shit don't make no difference no more, man. It don't make no difference, Cap. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what these guys is. They don't understand until they cut a nigga toenails in jail. All of a sudden, now he wants you to cut the toenails. Now you don't find the nearest bedspread to hang yourself. Because you did everything else for him, and now you want to hang yourself when it comes to them toes. But like I said, man, cats like you, successful like you, I don't understand why these cats don't get what you're doing. I don't understand it, bro. And that's all I got to say.
Hey, man, this is my Uncle Charles, y'all. Thank you for the call, K.
Yes, sir.
Peace. Hey, thank you, NOYB, for showing some love and donating to the platform. Again, please hit that like button. It's not going to kill you. If y'all would like to donate to the platform and show some love, please do. But I understand. Well, I don't, but it is what it is. I don't know this number. It's just 1111. If this is that troll again, I'm kicking you the fuck out of here. What's up?
What's up, fam?
All right, what's up? Talk to me, fam.
This Butter Biscuit. Yo, they locking us up, man. Y'all gotta vote. Y'all gotta vote the right way, man. Pete Buttigieg, 2024.
Say that again. You said the 2020 club. Say that again. Oh, his call dropped. But Yeah. It's crazy because, hey, niggas is going to be talking once they, it's 28 of them. Somebody, I mean, if they, listen, if they stand up niggas, let's just put it that way. If they stand up niggas, then salute to them. You can't betray a lifestyle. You can't betray an image. And when they hit you with that repo, they repo your vehicle. Everything was all good just a week ago. You know what I mean? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? Ready to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive your weak acts. Hustling the game, banging, and all that stupid shit on Instagram. It just ain't you. Salute to Jay-Z. They can just be doing this shit for nothing just to get some likes. You understand? Just for likes, just for some kind of recognition. The worst thing they could, the worst thing they did, it's a double-edged sword, is this like button, that thumbs up. You can have 1,001 likes. You still want some more motherfucking likes. You still want that acknowledgement. You want to make sure that motherfuckers know that you ain't nothing to fuck with. Where you been in the hood all your life, grinding all your life. Like, I can't wait till I get in this industry. I'm going to sell my little drugs, do what I need to do for studio time. So when I get it, I swear to God, I'm going to get my mama a house. I'm going to, you know, make sure my kids is good, make sure my wife be good, da-da-da-da. Get grandma a house, da-da-da. Get a business, da-da-da. General wealth, this, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. But when you, when God has says, welcome, my son, here. Here is your blessing. So as you're going to be a millionaire within weeks, within less than a year. So now you are a multi-millionaire. The nigga Young Thug just brought over 100-something acres. That's property. Will you buy land? Come on, son. And God give you this blessing. And you want to do all of this shit just for this image. Now you crumble. You fucked up your whole shit. You fucked up your children's livelihood now. Come on. Just for what? Just to be on some gang shit? Ain't nothing, I mean, ain't, I won't say ain't nothing wrong with it, but I will say I get it. But you have to separate shit. You have to separate that shit. You the breadwinner. You got to make sure you handle your business. So these knuckleheads that you with, you got to keep them niggas at bay. You really sometimes have to disconnect. Not forget, but disconnect to make sure that you good and your family straight. Because now you locked up with the niggas that you wanted to keep them real with. These niggas going to be snitching on you now. Am I tripping, y'all? Let me take this call again. What's up?
What up, boo? This is Lakeisha.
All right. What's up, Lakeisha? What's up?
Man, they're locking up all us folks. Young Thug ain't do nothing wrong.
Go ahead.
He ain't do nothing wrong. They just trying to lock us up. Pete Buttigieg, 2024.
I had a hot shit. I don't know if it's that MB 2020 or that motherfucking night train. I don't know, but at the end of the day, listen, man, you make your bed, you gotta lay in it. You said everyone should have been watching the election that Georgia had when QC was talking about that lady. Oh wow, you said once the baby mama was killed, they knew it was gonna be a war. I guess so. Yeah, cause she got killed in that damn bowling alley. Bowling alley. And it could have been on some retaliation shit at the end of the day, because how you get murdered, shot in the head just for a bowling ball? You know what I'm saying? So it could have been deeper than that. But when keeping the real goes wrong, man, that's all I can say. When keeping the real goes wrong, you know? Anything else? Anybody else would like to call in or whatever? You know, did anybody hit the like button or something out this motherfucker? Okay. Let me play some of this real quick. I'm going to mute my phone, my mic.
22 in Act 172
Williams Post